Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Suppose you were asked, what would you want if you were granted one wish? Now think about it. What would you want if you were granted one wish? Would it be more money? Renewed health? Would you want love? Would you want something fixed that's been a tragedy in your family? Would you wish for inner peace? The other night, I was with a small group in our parish, and the question was asked, how are you fulfilled? One of the women said that she never thinks about it. She doesn't have the luxury to think about being fulfilled because of having to stay focused as a single parent and needing to work day after day. What would an abundant life look like for you? The Webster's College Dictionary defines the word abundant. Number one, present in great quantity, more than adequate, as in an abundant supply of water. Number two, well supplied, abounding, as in a river abundant in salmon. Number three, richly supplied, as in an abundant land, plentiful. And Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. So what would an abundant life look like for you? Many times in a hospital setting, families are confronted by a doctor, and they have to make a decision on the kind of treatment they need to consider for a loved one terminally ill. A guiding principle, or the bottom line that is often used in their decision-making, is a consideration of what will give their loved one quality of life. Families do not want to leave any stone unturned in their quest to make a loved one have some kind of quality of life before they die. Yet, what is quality of life? Is it how much we can still do? Or is it able to be who you are? And who are you? Are we our spirit, our personality, our face? On television the other night, a man was interviewed who needed a new face. Dallas Wyans. His face suffered catastrophic injuries in an electrical accident in 2008. Now, this past March, he went into a hospital in Boston for a complete facial surgery. 2 months later, the 26-year-old former construction worker left the hospital with a new face, including lips, eyebrows, and a beard. And he said, "There are no words that can really describe the depth of my gratitude or love that I have for the donor family. The choice that they made has, in a very real and very great way, changed my life and my daughter's. And so from the bottom of my heart, and I know from the bottom of hers, we want to thank you very much." The big motivation for this man undergoing this kind of monumental surgery was to be able to feel his daughter's kiss on his face again. And that was a goal accomplished last week when 3-year-old Scarlett saw her father's face for the first time. She was amazed and she actually said, "Daddy, you're so handsome." Wyan said, "The injury did not faze her, and the transplant didn't faze her. To her, I'm still Daddy." And that in itself is an amazing gift. Even with a different face, the 3-year-old daughter saw her daddy. What is precious to you? What would you risk for anything? What is life for you? An abundant life. In the last line of today's gospel, Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." This sermon includes questions because your answers reveal a lot about what matters to you. What matters to Jesus is that you live your one precious life knowing that God cares for you. Your quality of life matters to God. But God's measuring stick just might be different than ours. In today's gospel, Jesus offers relationship. That at the heart of what is life abundantly is the grace of life in God. An abundant life, no matter what you are dealing with or what circumstances you face. Jesus tries to describe it like a shepherd to his sheep. Jesus says a shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them. Now, most of us were not old enough when we became God's own, a part of God's flock at baptism. Your name was said out loud as the water was poured over your head, and you became a part of the family of God on earth. But that concept stays abstract unless we come up with examples or images like Jesus did. Therefore, Jesus called himself shepherd. Now, shepherds have a unique relationship with their sheep. In the book, The Historical Geography of the Holy Land, G.A. Smith tells of watching shepherds in Judea. Sometimes we enjoyed our noonday rest beside one of those Judean wells to which 3 or 4 shepherds come down with their flocks. The flocks mixed with each other, and we wondered how each shepherd would get his own again. But after the watering and the playing were over, the shepherds, one by one, went up different sides of the valley, and each called out his peculiar call, and the sheep of each drew out of the crowd to their own shepherd. Jesus calls us, and we have come to call Jesus shepherd. And the relationship, the promise of Jesus to us in this relationship, is that he came that we may have life and have it abundantly. He will provide what we need to handle in any given moment if we trust. In today's bulletin, we have a little insert. It reads, "The St. Francis Church Vision and Mission." It's after my sermon. Now, 2 years ago this spring, a cross-section of our parish family were invited by Mother Sarah to come together to listen to one another, to pray, to talk, and to discern what the spirit of this community of St. Francis is, and to express it in a vision and mission. Why? To sense what is at the heart of what it means for us to be members of this parish and act on it. You would be surprised how very long it took to stop and think about it and to dig deep inside. Who are we and who are we called to be? It took many, many gatherings, much patient listening and prayer to arrive at the statement we have in today's bulletin. It begins, "Jesus said, 'I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly,' the last line of today's gospel. The vision statement goes on. He taught that the truly abundant life is found in relationship with God and offers a peace the world can never give. We believe this abundant life is God's vision for all people. Our mission is to come alive in knowing Jesus Christ through the power of the Spirit, that we may live, inspire, and lead others to the fullness of life God offers. Therefore, the abundant life that Jesus is talking about is letting God be God, relying on God, knowing God is the source of any quality of life. An abundant life is more than your face or personality. It is rooted in the deepest part of your being. For it is in God that you live and move and have your being. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, throughout the Gospel of John, claims to provide the critical elements of an abundant life. For instance, he says he is the bread of life in John chapter 6. In other words, he gives himself to us in Holy Communion to be our strength for our inner selves. He says he is our light in John chapter 9. In other words, his spirit within will lead us if we allow and ask for the grace of discernment. In other places in the Gospel of John, Jesus says he is our life, our truth, and the way. And in this Gospel, Jesus declares he is the gate. Yes, Jesus is the way through to an abundant life. It is our vision and our mission. So I invite all of you to keep today's bulletin and look at that passage. In it is a promise. We believe it is ours to accept and ours to share. So if you were asked, what would you want if you had one wish, I know my answer would be an abundant life in Jesus Christ. Amen.